Question. Dear Brandon, I've been single for more than 15 years. I think I'm rusted when it comes to love. How can you inform me on how to respond attractive and not desperate? How to deal with shyness and becoming bold in an attractive way? What dress code is best for exposing clothes or dignifying clothes? Thanks, A. So let's go to your first statement about being single for more than 15 years. The first thing you're going to have to do is go in with yourself and try to understand why you have chosen to be single for 15 years. On some level, you have chosen this path. You've chosen this karma. This is a very personal question that you're going to have to go in and answer. You must get to the root of why you have chosen to be single for 15 years. And no, it doesn't have to do with the outside. It doesn't have to do with men. It doesn't have to do with the dating world. This has to do with you. This has to do with why you have chosen the path that you have gone down, why you have chosen to live life in this way. You must take responsibility for your own dating life. Otherwise, you're just completely at the whims. You're a victim of the world. And if you're a victim of the world, you cannot be successful in any avenue of life. If you're a victim, you cannot be successful. Success requires 100% responsibility. You must have the ability to respond to being single for 15 years. My guess is that you've been single for so long because you fear men. You have a fear of the opposite sex. And you have this fear because of a number of different factors, mostly located in the chakras. You have a fear of feeling inadequate. You have a fear of feeling not enough. That's a sacral chakra issue. Most likely, you also have a lot of solar plexus issues, moving up into 2 inches above the belly button. You probably don't appreciate yourself too much in reality, and you require the validation of other people outside of yourself. And you probably allow people to walk all over you, and you don't own your own strength. This is where all that fear of being a doormat comes from, by the way, is the solar plexus. It's the fear of getting walked on, and then a desire to be passive-aggressive as a reaction. That's where passive-aggressiveness comes from, is being walked on and being afraid to stand up for yourself. So you become passive-aggressive. You're afraid to stand up to yourself because you're afraid of your own power. You're afraid of hurting others by exhibiting your own power because you don't value yourself enough. You value other people more than yourself, which is not a great way to live life. If you don't value yourself, how can you value other people? Do you see? You have to value yourself in order to be able to value other people. It's just the same thing as throwing a pebble into a pond. First, the ripples have to start around you. You are the pebble. You're where the ripples come from. So whatever you are is going to ripple out. If you don't respect yourself, how can you hope to respect other people? And I don't mean respect in the fear sense. I mean respect in the admiration sense. It will be easy to admire people from afar, but you won't be able to admire them up close. Your ego will get in the way. There will be conflict. Maybe jealousy will come into the fold. All sorts of issues will come in because you don't love yourself. So in my opinion, this is at the root of why you've been single for 15 years. And whether you've been single for 1 month or 15 years doesn't really matter. The next issue, though, being longer, the longer it gets, you build a sort of obsession around being single. So you're going to have to let go of that obsession, any idea of a story about being single for 15 years. You're single today. The past is an illusion. The past does not exist anymore. The past is just an idea, a very illusory idea. So you're just single today. You have to think about it in this way. You're just single today. And if you think about it this way, then the obsession over the past will start to fade. and you'll be able to relax and be at ease with where you are. You'll be able to accept where you are. Like I said, on some level you've chosen this path, so why not just accept it? This is the same thing with people who are depressed. People who are depressed build an obsession around their depression. And so, the more obsessed you become over it, the more it will continue. So, how to get out of depression? You simply start to accept it. You accept where you are. You accept the feelings that you have and start to have a more playful attitude towards your feelings, a more humorous attitude towards your feelings. Start to see the ridiculousness of it. Start to see the absurdity of it. The absurdity of being single for 15 years. And you'll start to laugh. And once you can laugh at yourself, it'll no longer have power over you. So let's get to your next questions that you asked. So you asked how to respond in an attractive way and not desperate. Well, in order to look not desperate, you have to be not desperate. You know, there's no trickety-trick way around that. Your desperation, that neediness that you feel, that is a very deep-rooted emotion. What most women do is they try to hide it away. They try to fake looking confident and such. And the thing is that your desperation will always come out in the end. So the first step is to actually be honest with yourself and own your desperation. Own it. Don't try to fight with it. Don't try to push it away, because then it becomes a shadow. You start fighting with a shadow. And of course, you can't touch, feel, smell a shadow. You can only kind of see it. You can't do anything with it, because a shadow is not real. A shadow is an absence. A shadow is an absence of light. There's nothing you can do with the shadow itself. So what you do, you have to do something with the light. Stop fighting with the darkness, start playing with the light. And in this case, with your desperation, just start to own it. Start to accept that you are desperate. And that doesn't mean you have to identify with being desperate. It just means that you have to accept that this desperation is there. The same way that you accept that air is there, or that you accept that you have 5 fingers, 10 fingers and 10 toes. You accept all these things as a reality. You don't fight with them. You don't necessarily identify with any of it. It just is. And the same is the case with desperation. Desperation is neediness, and neediness is just an emotion. Energy in motion. Emotion. It's just a feeling that came through you one day, and you saw this feeling, it scared you, you rejected it, and it became an obsession. And with obsessions, you hold on to that feeling for an indefinite period of time because you become identified with it. You start to create the feeling all on your own in your subconscious, and you forget how to have any control over the emotion. So how you start to regain control is by owning it, by accepting it. Don't allow other people, don't allow men to make you feel ashamed of this fact. Just simply own your desperation. You can even say, yeah, I'm a desperate person. Once you start to own it, it stops having power. It stops having power over you, and other people start seeing you as having power. They start to see that you're not afraid of the experience that you're going through. And in one instant, something that you've been battling with your entire life, like desperation, the second that you start to accept it, it starts to lose its grip. It can disappear within a moment's notice because it's not actually a part of you. It is something that entered into you and stayed like an unwelcomed guest. But unlike people, unwelcome guests, human beings, you can't push them outside of your door. The more you try to force them outside your door, the more they want to stick around. So how not to look desperate? Own your desperation. That's the first step. The second step is to start getting your sacral chakra handled and balanced. That's where all neediness comes from. Neediness comes from unworthiness. And unworthiness is a block of the sacral chakra. And unworthiness comes from guilt. And guilt is a block of the sacral chakra. You have to begin to open the sacral chakra by repeating the following affirmations. I am enough. I trust the universe to supply my abundance of love. I am free to let go of what I no longer need and welcome change. This is how you start to open the sacral chakra back up. Once you start to open the sacral chakra up, you can take it up to the next level, to the solar plexus, and repeat the following affirmations. I own my own strength, and I appreciate all of my unique qualities. These are affirmations that if you're dealing with desperation, things like that, you should be repeating these affirmations multiple times a day. So your next question, how to deal with shyness and become bold in an attractive way? If you're on the shy side of the spectrum, then you must come to understand that you have an obsession with what people think about you. And a lot of people say, yeah, I don't care what other people think. And for the most part, if you're even stating that sentence, it's bullshit. If you even need to say that I don't care about what other people think, it means that you do care. Because what's the point of fucking saying it? In fact, you want other people to know that you don't care about what other people think. So by the very statement, you do care about what other people think. So the first step is to become aware of your obsession with how other people perceive you. Shyness is all about how other people perceive you. Actually, you must also come to accept that your ego is pretty massive as well. Shy people seem meek, but in reality, they have a massive ego that they want to protect. Shy people are unwilling to put themselves out there and have their ego bruised, because they have a massive ego that they've created and a big story that they tell themselves about themselves, and they're afraid to have somebody else come in and have that whole story be crushed. Whatever it is, that you're an attractive person, or that you're an interesting person, or a smart person, or, you know, you may have a whole bunch of identities, and you're afraid to put yourself out there in front of other people to be judged over those things. Just come to understand that this is the process that you're going through. Ultimately, when you start to accept yourself more and more, you start to love yourself more and more, and you start to value your opinion more than other people's because you love yourself, shyness will just evaporate all on its own. You don't need to worry about shyness. Again, if you're fighting with shyness, it's like boxing with a shadow. You're fighting with a shadow. You can't do anything with shyness. You have to start looking at what's going to naturally make the shyness go away. What's going to naturally make a shadow go away? Light. So you just start to accept yourself more and more. Bring your attention to the heart chakra, the heart center, and repeat the following affirmations. I accept myself fully as I am. I love myself. And I am truly loved. When you start to open the heart chakra, you will no longer worry about what people think about you, or at least to the extent that you do now. It will start to have less and less of an impact and less of a grip on you. You will start to feel more free, and you'll be free to be your dorky, weird self in front of men, in front of other people. And men will actually think that you're cute as a result. Men will actually think that you're cute for it. Most men like a dorky, weird girl. The difference is that you have to accept that you're dorky and weird. You have to accept those unique qualities about yourself. If you reject that you're dorky and weird, that feeling will emanate out of you, and men will feel that and feel weird about it. They'll feel something strange about you that they won't be able to put their finger on. It's because you reject yourself. And so this dorky, weird girl that you truly are becomes this sort of self-rejecting person, this awkward person. That's where a lot of awkwardness comes from, is self-rejection. And like I said, you can be awkward in a cute way, But if you don't accept yourself, then you're going to be awkward in a weird way. So, thank you for your questions.